So my sisters and brothers, probably my best friend is a great pastor in South Pasadena in Holy Family Parish. And each year we call each other because we're still standing for Christmas. We don't take that for granted anymore. And I always ask him, well, what are you thinking about? Because each Sunday we try to share a little bit of our thoughts for our preaching. And he's always said to me, he's very consistent about this. He said, Lloyd Torgerson, you're a fool to preach on Christmas. There is no need to preach on Christmas. The only thing people remember on Christmas is Silent Night. So we're going to do that at the very end of this homily today. We're going to sing Silent Night in German and in English because that's something that you need and that's something you remember. But I can't resist three thoughts. Do you have 5 minutes? Thank you. Here they are. First of all, on this day, above any other day, it seems to me, the reason why we get this incredible response of people who come to our community of faith is because we're really all the same. I'm 46 years a priest and 25 years the pastor of this community, and the one thing that strikes me above every other thing, as I listen to and reflect with people the secrets of their hearts, people share with me things they tell no other person. But the one thing that every single one of us needs is the mercy of God. And that's the only reason why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes. Those little hands of his are outstretched in our creche, not by luck or chance, because they say to us once again, no matter what your sin, no matter what your addiction, no matter what you have done in this world, God is there once again to give you the mercy and forgiveness that we need. We judge everyone. I'm judging night and day. But God does not judge. God comes once again to us. Emmanuel, now as well as that earliest hour in this midnight celebration that we celebrated last evening, he comes to us for one reason, because every one of us needs that mercy. We need that forgiveness. We need once again to be healed physically, emotionally, and spiritually so that we can renew our spirit, renew our belief in each other, and look for the good. Look for the good in you and look for the good in each other. How easy it is for us to pick and to snap away at people and see all of those little difficulties. My brothers and sisters, see the good. See the good in each other. Look for that mercy today. Go up to that creche. I went to that creche this morning. And I kissed that babe. Do that. Remember. Remember this gift, this blessing, this sacred day. Secondly, I don't know how your Advent went, but mine was the very best I've ever had. And I do it this year for two reasons. One, because I read this incredible book by Robert Wicks called The Streams of Contentment. And he suggests in this incredible book that the only way to live well is to live in the power and the grace and the gift of this moment. If we live in those past mistakes, last night, I know I blew it a few times last night. I was trying to get people out of this church to go to the gymnasium for the midnight mass, and they were jammed in here. I said, come on. One woman said, leave me alone. No, I could live there, and if I lived there, I wouldn't be present to you this morning. I wouldn't have slept last night. I wouldn't be on fire this morning to give you this word. We can't live there. It paralyzes us. It is of no value. We learn from our mistakes, but we can't live in them. It's the same for the future. Our future, my sisters and brothers, is way beyond us. We don't have the grace for the future. We've got the grace for this moment. So don't be worried about when that turkey or that ham is going to be served today, sister. Live today, here, now, and let the turkey and the ham take care of itself. It will. Amen. You're right. That's what we believe. Every moment of this Advent I treasured. 2 weeks ago, I was called to Santa Monica Hospital where we have chaplaincy of that hospital. It's a great hospital. And I went there and I spent some little time with two people who were right at the door, literally at the door. And I was able to to walk with them just those last little steps just before they saw their God. Think about that. I do that regularly, but I paid attention. I was so grateful for that. So grateful. Treasure that. We had a little dinner. We had 1,250 people this Thanksgiving, the poorest of the poor of our city. We had 500 families from St. Joseph's Center just last Saturday. Those are extraordinary moments in our community and the outpouring of people blessing people who have less. Don't take that for granted. Last night, thousands and thousands of people came here. I treasure every moment of that. We got to do that, brothers and sisters. That's the gift of this day. And finally, I think something happens on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. There's a pervasive peace that just covers the earth. And I tell you today, use it. Take advantage of it. I called a couple of people that are as mad as blazes at me. They want me out of here, I think. And I called them because I know on Christmas Eve they're not going to be upset. Merry Christmas! If there are some people, if there are things that need some healing, don't let this day go by. Take advantage of the great opportunity and the gift and the grace that allows us to have good hearts, see in people something we possibly don't see at some other time. But first and foremost, living in the power and the gift and the grace of the mercy of our God. And so indeed, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round the Virgin, mother and child, infant, tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Silent night, holy night, all's calm, all's bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Тиха ночь,